Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Get ready for this conversation, huh? Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. For instance, who's going to be in the quarterback room every day? But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
216-474-0092. You just listened to a press conference from Kevin Stefanski. Your starting quarterback for what, the first four games of the season? I don't even know what we are right now. For the first four games of the season, just got traded yesterday. He was a guy that took the majority of the reps when he was healthy during camp, which was pretty much the whole time.
Once they got to that point.
Yes, when it was important. He was the guy. Then you turned to Dylan Gabriel and you said, you are the starting quarterback. And he's got one game under his belt. And there are plenty of questions about your current starting quarterback. But only in Cleveland, and this is not a rip because I think it's the question that everyone wanted asked. Only in Cleveland is the first question at the head coach. So what are you doing with Shedeur Sanders? The guy that's been your number three all season long. The guy who's been inactive for every game. The guy that's been the emergency quarterback for every game. What are you doing with him? Only in Cleveland. Only in Cleveland does this stuff happen.
Can I throw a couple of thoughts out at you?
Yeah, I thought you caught something that I didn't as we were talking in the break, and I'm like, he did not name who the number two is.
All right, well, let me start with this.
Well, hang on, let me say, just before we went to the press conference, I said, I don't think he's going to tell us.
I was going to say you were right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Bailey Zappe, but I don't think he's going to tell us because he's clearly going to buy himself some more time for the rest of the week.
You were right. Yeah. You said that. I thought he'd go ahead and say something.
Yeah.
You were right.
Wait, can we just clip that? Just please, just I need that once a month.
You're gonna put it on your phone, take it home, and play it for your wife.
I'll be like,
you were right.
Hey, honey, dishes.
You were right.
Take the dogs out. Bleep, bleep. Okay, go ahead.
So it's this. First of all, but before we get to the backup schmackup stuff, they called us. Okay,
the Bengals.
Sounds like the Browns were completely caught off guard by that. Can I just throw this proposition at you? The Cincinnati Bengals are still ahead of the Browns in the standings.
Yes.
Bengals have terrific wide receivers. They have a good tight end, Gesicki. Chase Brown was good last year at running back. They have some offensive pieces. Their line stinks. Do you really want to beef up your competition? Now, you weren't playing Joe. You weren't starting him. Didn't sound like Kevin was eager to get rid of him. In fact, I trust in Andrew's decisions. You just gave your competition a guy they'll probably start at quarterback. And in return, the absolute biggest return is that you move up 62 spots in the draft. You didn't get a fifth-round pick. You at the most, move up 62 spots in the draft. That's if the sixth-round pick you give up was dead last, and you move up to the first pick in the fifth round. So you didn't actually get a fifth.
Right.
You moved up at the most 62 spots late in the draft. And for that, you give your opponent that you're trying to catch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A starting quarterback.
The only reason you would do that is because you think your quarterback's done. That's, he's toast. Well, That's the only reason you do that.
Exactly right. That very well might be. And I can't argue with this notion. In fact, I think it's probably true. I think Dylan Gabriel probably gives you a better chance to win than Joe Flacco right now. Joe is 1-3. Dylan's 0-1. We'll see. At the very least, Andy?
He should have been at least 2-3 at the worst. You still, Daryl put it best. You got to get over 17 points. I don't care who the quarterback is. Right. Whether I like Joe Flacco or not, whether I think that he played well enough to win, do I think he's better than Dylan Gabriel? Do I think he's better than Shador? Is Shador better? That doesn't matter. They got to get over 17 points.
Yeah. I would think that Joe Flacco should have been 1-2.
I bet Joe gets over 17 points in Cincinnati. Maybe they think he's
got
done.
Better talent.
He does.
Not on the line, though.
He's got wide receivers. Yeah. Well, if he survives.
And Dylan should be 1-0, my estimation.
He should be, yes.
So there's that. This is the one thing that kind of set me off a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
And not in a bad way, but it
will this tape self-destruct?
Mr. It had Phelps? Me going ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Let the week play out, which is exactly what you said. I didn't think that would be the case. Okay, I thought he'd say it today.
Can I give you put that through the UNUS, you know what it is,
ometer? Yeah, but let me finish the
It means let me buy some more time so I don't have to take the heat for the rest of the week because there's going to be people who are upset that Shador is not the number
he
two.
He might not have to answer a question if he doesn't do it until Saturday, right?
Sunday, you mean?
Well, if they name it Saturday, he's not talking to the media.
So Sunday, he talks to the media pregame.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to talk until after the game.
Yeah.
So there. It was this, and I said this earlier in the show. We've said this repeatedly. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, we're going to let the week play out and make the decision on that later. We want to set our players up for success.
And you were talking about that before. To me, mm-hmm. Do you want me to interpret, or I think I know how you're going to interpret it?
And then he said late, we want to do what's right for our players.
That goes back to something you said in the beginning of the show about if they're going to start him, they're going to give him the whole week to get ready. As the starter.
Get all the reps. Get all the mental reps. Get all the on-the-field reps. And I honestly, Andy, when Kevin said that, to me it just screamed, Bailey Zappi's your backup this week. And if something were to happen to Dylan, as I said earlier in the show, I read this. You know, we've seen other people write this. They want to give, if they have to make a move, they want to set Shador up for all the success he could possibly have. And that would be giving him an entire week's worth of reps. And, you know, if you throw him out there and it doesn't go well in a game where he didn't get the reps because he's never played in a real NFL game, you're not doing him any good. And Kevin just said, we want to set our players up for success. You know what? He should. That's good. That's Shador fans need to understand this, in my estimation. That's not treating him poorly. That's helping him. You want to set your players up for success. And he's on the team. They want him to succeed.
I thought what Chris Rose said earlier, you know, people who are saying that, what are they saying about the Browns, about the Browns holding him back or the Browns not giving him a fair deal? Let's not forget.
Everybody else had a chance.
Every other team in the NFL multiple times had a chance to pick him up, and they didn't. They didn't. I do want to get a couple phone calls in real quick. Let's go. I'm going to take one. Nelson and Avon Lake. Go ahead, Nelson.
Hi, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Good. Got about a minute?
I can go in a million directions here. Number one, I agree. Bailey is going to be the backup. Number two, Are you guys working hard? Because I heard Kevin say, use the phrase, everybody's working hard about 20 times.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is working hard. I know I am. And number three, could this be a sign that Andrew Berry and Kevin are not being good thought partners? How is it possible that Kevin was caught off guard by this move?
I agree with you. Thank you, Nelson. Now, I was trying to think about
Andrew
that.
Andrew Berry might have been caught off guard, too.
Yeah.
If he gets a phone call, hey, you want to trade Joe Flacco? What? Well, let me think about that. Kevin didn't just say he was caught off guard. He said they called us.
I got a couple texts on that one, too. So, all right, let's come back. We will take your phone calls. Again, your reaction to the no reaction of what's going on with the Browns quarterback situation. The only thing we know for sure is that, do we know that for sure? Dylan Gabriel is a starter. Which, can I just assume?
And by the way, there were no Bailey Zappe questions.
There was somebody said something about Bailey in there. I know his name came up once.
Well, his name came up, but we didn't hear any big Bailey Zappe comments.
That he was the veteran in the room. That was the thing he said. 216-474-0092. Again, we'll talk to Daryl Ryder. We'll talk to you when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.